This is a recent shot that I just came home with from Grand Teton National Park. It's turning out to be one of my favorite shots so far, partly because of the process that I went in to create this. On the surface, it seems like a very simple image. It may appeal to some and not to some, and that's okay. To me, it's one that I really like. I've got this thing for photographing wood, particularly weathered wood, that shows a lot of character, a lot of patina, a lot of age. And there's so many stories that are involved in some of these old wooden shots that I create that I'm always drawn to this. And this is a from the side of a barn or a structure along Mormon Row, where there's a lot of very famous barns. But I walked down and really got up close and personal with one set of buildings down kind of at the north end of Mormon Row. And instantly upon walking up, I saw this chain hanging from the wooden door and knew that I needed to photograph it. I wanted to photograph it. I had to photograph it. And so I plopped down my tripod and just sort of stood there and looked at this scene for a while, figuring out how I wanted to compose the shot and what was important. And honestly, it took me about 10 minutes to figure out what I wanted to do and how to do it. You know, obviously, what's the subject? Well, it's the chain. What's the supporting cast? Well, it's the wood, and it's the color of the wood and the texture of the wood. And then what is really important, though, to me is the both horizontal and angled lines that the additional additional pieces of wood create. And it was those that I really focused a lot of my attention on, for how much or how little did I want this strong vertical line on the left and then the angled line on the right. How much of those did I want in the scene? And based upon that, then where did it put the chain in relation to my composition? You know, a shot like this, the chain can be put right down in the middle, which generally I don't like to bullseye things in the middle of my frame. But on some close-up shots like this, sometimes it's okay to bullseye it. But I really liked it just a smidge off-center, just a smidge off-center to the left. And what was really critical for me in composing this shot is, if you look at the vertical line on the left, there's a little bit of space between that piece of wood and the edge of the frame. And that other kind of lighter redwood there to the left really creates a sense of depth and dimension for this shot. It gives room to leave the frame on the left. I looked at cutting off that board that runs vertically, cutting off the left-hand edge of it, and it just felt, it didn't feel right. It created some tension, and it didn't create some harmony and smoothness. And so really leaving that edge of space between the board and the edge of the frame turned out to be quite critical in this composition. I was shooting with my Fujifilm GFX 50S and the 120 macro, so I had a fixed focal length, and so a lot of this was just moving in and out, moving my tripod in and out to get the right framing that I wanted. In the lower right, you see that nail head and the strong dark line that runs diagonally across the corner of the frame. This was a huge, huge thing for me to have in the frame and positioned far enough away from the edges and the corner to have enough space to breathe, room to breathe. And so a lot of this composition came together from the positioning of that nail head and then the space on the left-hand side of the frame. Once I got those nailed, then I could start looking at the top of the frame, what was in, what was out. I could look at the positioning of the chain in relation to the center line of the image. I could then start looking at the tonalities across the whole image to see how the color palette shook out. And then just the texture of the wood. and was it a pleasing, calm example? This was one of those shots that on the surface, if you don't spend a lot of time looking at it, doesn't seem that great. But it's one that I'm quite proud of as an artist because it took me a while to create a composition that I was happy with. And this goes back to that old saying of you don't take a photograph, you make a photograph. And this is one that I definitely made and quite proud of the way it came out. So I hope you enjoy this shot and thanks for listening.